Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, August 21st, 2023, 10 a.m. Central, well, 20 after, in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. We're doing our show today on 30 Things Can Happen. It's a supplement I put out 10 years ago. This is the anniversary of that product, which was originally put out on an anniversary because it had been the 30th anniversary of when the Armory put out its supplements focusing on tables that could use the new 30-sided die. What's it called? Is it called a tridecahedron? No, that's not right. I should know this, but I don't off the top of my head. And I'm sure if I heard it, I would know it. Or know that I knew it. In any event, in 2013, I put out 30 Things Can Happen as a way of utilizing a 30-sided die as an homage to the 30th anniversary of those original 30-sided die tables. And it was a big hit. But now it's been 10 years. Well, this September, it'll be 10 years. So for this next month, for the next few weeks at least, through the middle of September, we're going to put the 30 Things Can Happen PDF on sale for at price, 50% off. I think it's a $5 PDF marked down to $2.54. And we're going to show it off a little bit. Let's see if I can get this to work now. I've reconfigured what source I'm using for the PDF. It's been freezing up my screen, and I've had several false starts. And believe me, I played with this OBS software all morning because I was trying to make the sound better. Let me know how that is working, too, by the way. And I wanted to have everything perfect, and then it kind of blew it. All right, so we've got it up on the screen now. And, yeah, you can actually see my cursor kind of on there, too, huh? I wonder if we can do the hand thing. Yeah, look at that. All right, 30 Things Can Happen, a system-free source book for medieval fantasy RPGs. It is rather generic, but for medieval fantasy RPGs, so keep that in mind. And well, let's pop through some of it. System resource book. We have some design and written. I did this. I thank Mark Delsing, who used to run the took over the EN World Game Days at Games Plus. Of course, my buddy Kurt Duvall, who, along with Jeff Swegler, were the owners of Games Plus. Jeff, the major owner, Kurt bought in sometime soon after they took the place over and was there for the longest time. He's retired now. And the staff of Games Plus. We got Russ in EN World. In the EN World Game Dares, because we'd been doing that for 10 years at that point, so 20 years of EN World Game Days now. 30 Things Can Happen. It's a Creative Mountain Games product. There's some artwork repurposed from Howard Pyle and also the Dover Pictorial Archive. So we did this one without other stock art. Look at me. I can see my image flickering on the screen. We're going to hope that doesn't happen too much more. And maybe we can get through this. The tables in the table of contents. Note it's put out into three sections. Well, in the city, well, in the country, well, in the underground. Each section is then divvied up by 10. Well, in the city at the gate, on the street, in the alleys and slums, tavern, market, arena and lists, castle or keep among the shops, at a cathedral or temple, and during a chase. And then the country likewise has 10 different possibilities, and underground, 10 different possibilities. So there's a lot of variation under each of the three main headers. If you look at the way it is set up, please note that each section is then divided into three, with three kind of subheaders. Guard results, here we are at the gate, guard results, general results, and merchant results. So there's some focus on merchants in this last section. One can just roll a 30-sider when you get here. And note, you can roll a 30-sider just to pick something completely, but you probably want to focus it a little bit if you're in the city to the first 10 sections. And if you're at the gate, why not just go directly here, roll a 30-sider, or, as I say, for those who don't use a 30-sider, you probably have a 10-sider, and you probably have a 6-sider. So roll a 6-sider and a 10-sider, 1, 2, it's the first 10, 3, 4, it's the next 10, 5, 6, it's the third 10. That gets you 1 through 30. Looks like I've frozen up. You know what? I'm going to power through because we're going to make this a short video anyway. And we're just going to say, since we can still see the screen, that there's a nice little image on each page. Well, in the city, in the alleys and slums. We'll just take my mug off of there. And we'll move that down there. There we go. Beautiful. This will be just fine for the rest of the show. Well, in the cities, alleys, and slums. Well, in the city, in a tavern. At the market. At the arena or lists. So in the fighting grounds, maybe. Castle or keep, a little more specific. Among the shops. Oh, odd and disgusting results. Sweet deals results. That's always dangerous. Suspicious results. There you go. And you could just pick one of these under these subheaders and just roll a D10. But as long as you're among the shops, any of these can apply. Well, in the city, at the cathedral or temple, great debate results. Troubled results, ritualistic results. So you've got some various results there. Here we go, during a chase. Oh, look, he's being chased by, looks like a baker with a rolling pin. Watch out for that. Helpful results, obstruction results, confusing results. Notice the first one there. The street or alleyway ahead splits into two potential directions, neither looking more optimal than the other. So it's just something you've got to make a split decision on. Notice number 26, that's 6 under the confusing results header. The mud on the ground shows footprints that lead to a blank wall. Just random 30 things can happen results that you can get from this. Then we go into the country. Around the campsite, before a shrine, at a crossroads, in the forest, in unusual terrain, on a farm, at a festival. Subheaders, entertaining results, dealings and doings results, food and drink results. And look at the first one there. Several stout men are carrying an extremely large platter topped high with cakes and pastries. Delicious. Well, in the country by the sea, on a boat, near a waterfall. And then we get to the third overarching section. Who enter here shall surely die. Well, underground, at an entrance. Doorway results, tricky trap results, tricky trick results. Someone has scrawled, speak friend and enter above the entrance, but someone else has scratched out the R in friend and added a horned drawing. Ha ha ha. A little tricky trick result. Just some fun stuff that can happen. At an intersection, this is all underground results again. Sound and smells. Directional. More unusual results. In a narrow passage. In an expansive cavern. By a stairway. By a fountain or statue. Near a stream. In a pit. At a secret door. Finding a treasure. Miscellaneous results. Gem and jewelry results. Small container results. Let's look at this. The container in which the treasure is held has markings of a mystic or runic nature. Or let's see the next one. A plain bone scroll case is sealed at both ends with green ichor. Ooh, what's this over here? Under miscellaneous results for finding a treasure. A rusty iron ear trumpet is stuffed with moldy old handkerchiefs that conceal a cloth map. 30 things can happen. It's a pretty nifty little thing, I gotta say. I like how it becomes a springboard. Any of these can become a springboard. And depending how people take them, you can jump right into a whole new adventure. And yeah, sure, sometimes maybe you don't want to use these because you've got something really planned out. But as a sandbox DM, when I see my players faltering, I'd like having some random thing happen so that I can spark some interest in the game and get people excited, asking questions, looking around, seeing what's there, making decisions. And a lot of times, just these sort of random things, because players can sometimes feel like they're being shoehorned into a plot or they're being railroaded towards some story the DM wishes to tell. And as a sandbox DM, oh sure, there are things out there and they may become involved in something and I'm explaining what it is they become involved with. But if they become disinterested or enamored with what it is they've been doing, then by all means, switch it up. Let them go a different direction. Let them take a left turn. See where it goes, and that's all good too. Well, this has been a look at 30 Things Can Happen. I'll put the link in the show notes where you can pick it up for 50% off just now this month. It is going to be a lot of fun if you get the chance to use it. Don't forget, the show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central and is then archived on YouTube. Yeah, follow. Yeah, subscribe. Click the thumbs up. If you like or enjoy a video, be sure to comment if you feel like it. Thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Lysing of Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the Antipod D&D 20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and as always, Shane Bradley, DM Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.